In early 1929, a large number of experts and analysts whose pleas to change the way the American business system functioned went unheeded and even scoffed. They were called doomsayers, pessimists, even opportunists. They could sense like animals before a storm that impending tragedy was lurking around the corner. More importantly, they not only sensed it, they could see the signs that it was coming. I'm sure that many of them felt like Chicken Little crying, "The sky is falling," and meeting responses of disbelief and disregard. For many of these experts, their reputation and livelihood became more important to them than the imminent failure they saw in the economic structure of the United States. By as early as April of 1929, many of the experts of economics had not only warned the politicians, bankers, brokers, and the public, but then just as quickly went against their better judgment and changed their message in fear for their own longevity in the economic and academic worlds. Black Tuesday took the country by surprise. How could something so destructive come so suddenly and without warning? Fast forward to the year 2005. There are a group of doomsayers, pessimists, and opportunists in the American church that are pleading with church leaders to change the way that the American Christianity is structured and implemented. But they, like their counterparts 80 years earlier, are largely being scoffed, mocked, and even charged as being heretical. It helps when big-name researchers like George Barna seem to confirm what grassroots leaders have been saying for some time, but for the most part, it's business as usual in the American church. In the years that preceded the great stock market crash of 1929, business was booming. Markets were at all-time highs. Profits had never been higher. Remember, they were called the Roaring Twenties because of the boom in most aspects of American life. Listen to what Internet Encyclopedia says about the Roaring Twenties. The Roaring Twenties refers to the American historical period of the 1920s, which has been described as one of the most colorful decades in American history. The decade encapsulates a fascinating story beginning with the return of young soldiers from the fronts of the World War, an emergence of a new confident face of modern womanhood, and ending with the sad note of Black Tuesday, harbinger of the Great Depression. The years of the Roaring Twenties are marked by several inventions and discoveries of far-reaching consequences, emergence of unprecedented industrial boom and accelerated consumer demand and aspirations coupled with significant changes in the lifestyle and the series of events, national as well as international, which shaped a large part of history of the 20th century. Call me a doomsayer, but this is exactly where I believe the American Christian Church is headed. But look at the acceptance we're getting in society. Look at the way Christian music is growing. For the first time in years, we have a real Christian in the White House. I can hear all of the objections right now. I've heard some say that by my thinking, I'm headed down a slippery slope of heresy and liberalism. I think my feelings about the current state of the church can be summed up by a comment of a good friend of mine that recently quit his position at a large church. He said, "The more churches I visit, the more fearful I am for the future of the American church." Why? Because even though we're enjoying a time of prosperity and acceptance by society, we're on the verge of spiritual collapse. Even though we have Rick Warren selling more books than J.K. Rowling, the church is becoming irrelevant. Even though Joel Osteen just bought the Compact Center and the majority of churches in America, they're still in decline and selling off their buildings to developers or Buddhists to be transformed into temples. We are in many ways like the naked king, thinking we are robed in the bridal gown that will don prior to the return of our Lord. We're exposed, naked, and on the verge of humiliation, and we're the only ones that fail to see it. Documentation of this would take volumes too numerous for me to discuss here, but let me just say this. Let the leaders of the church that are living at the grassroots never stop calling to the leaders in their ivory towers. Let us be vigilant to the vision that God has birthed within our breasts. Let us keep loving Christ passionately and seeking to heal the infirmities of the bride of Christ. And let us guard our hearts against cynicism and the feelings of rejection. We must remember that even though the stock market crashed, it did not die. When Jesus said, "And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it," he was talking about the same church that we are. See, it's the guinea pig that often gets killed, and the pioneer who suffers the greatest. Remember that we are the pioneers of the American church. We are forging into uncharted waters and forests that hold all manner of danger. We must have a right heart before God if we are to brave the dangers and still receive the blessings of God.